Okay. Okay. She said something happened so they can't hear something again. Something. What happened? Huh? Ask, can you hear now? We're going to talk about resting faith. And my volume went down to something to tell me what happened. Resting faith. Okay. So we're going to talk about resting faith. In order to have it, to fight a good fight of faith, we have to have resting faith. Resting faith. So we need resting faith. Resting faith. Trim me down just a little bit, Donnie. Just trim me down. Just a little bit. Okay. Thank you. Go back up just a little bit. Just don't hear that echo. Okay. Resting faith. We're going to talk about resting faith. Resting faith. In order to walk by faith, you must be in a position where you are hearing from God, and then you must be obedient to what you hear. Resting faith requires being able to hear God on a continuous basis, on a daily basis, hearing God, because you can't have resting faith otherwise. Matter of fact, you cannot walk by faith and not by sight unless you hear God. Unless you hear God. It's amazing how we think we know just what we need to do. We know just when we need to do it. And we know just what we're supposed to do. But that is never the case. That is never the case. We need to hear God first. And just because God told you how to do something or handle something one time doesn't mean next time something happens, God wants you to handle it the same way. So resting faith is that I trust God. I hear him and I obey him. So I'm resting in my trust for him. I'm resting in his promises. I'm resting in what the word tells me. I'm resting in who God is, who I know he is, his nature. I'm resting in the ways of God. I know how God operates. I know from experience with him how God does things. So I'm resting in that. When you're resting in the fact that God is good, even though bad things happen, that don't change your resting place. You are still resting in the fact that God is good. It might not look like he's good, but my place of rest and faith says God is still good. Circumstances don't change God. People don't change God. What people say don't change God. My body does not change God. Resting faith says I believe God more than I believe my body. I believe God more than I believe how I feel. Mine in resting faith says, when my body says I'm hungry and want to eat, I don't have to eat. Me and Lana was talking about that earlier. So that's resting faith. So let's look at the Hebrews. We're going to go through Hebrews 3 and 4, and I'm going to tell you the story about the children of Israel. God gave Abraham a promise, and he gave the children of Israel a promise. He gave them a land, and the Bible said that God said that land was flowing with milk and honey. It was a good land. It was a good land. There were giants and enemies there, but God had given them the land. They had the word from God that this is your land. Go and possess the land. They had a word from the Lord. They had a word from God. Go and possess the land. Have you ever had a word from the Lord? If God ever told you something, you know that you know that you know this is God, and this is what he said. And they had a word from God. And because they sent 12 spies to spy out the land, and 10 spies came back and gave a bad report, and only 2 came back and gave a good report, the whole congregation, except for Caleb and Joshua, did not want to go and possess the land. And that's what Hebrews is talking about here. It's talking about when they heard the word of God, and because of the circumstances of the people there, they hardened their hearts and refused to hear the voice of the Lord. They refused to hear the word of God. They refused to believe the evil report more than they believe what God says. Oh, my goodness, church. How many times have we believed the evil report and refused to believe the report of the Lord? The Bible says, whose report shall I believe? I don't know about you, but I shall believe the report of the Lord. I'll believe his report. It might take me a while to get there. It might take me a while to really stand on everything I need to stand on. But my determination is I shall believe the report of the Lord. That's resting faith. Joshua and Caleb had resting faith. They did not harden their hearts at the voice of God, but they believed what the Lord has said. Matter of fact, they told the congregation, let's go up at once. We can take the lands. Those giants are nobody. Those giants are nobody. Do you have some giants in your life? I come to tell you this morning that those giants are nobody. They are nobody compared to the voice of the Lord. They are nobody compared to the words of God. So when God gives us a word, when he speaks to us and gives us a word or send a prophetic word and give us a word, or when we read the word of God and God gives us a word, harden not your hearts. Resting faith says, I will not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not give up. I shall not quit. Rest in faith says, I have a word from the Lord. I have his word. And the Bible tells me the word of God is quick and powerful. And the word of God goes and accomplishes what God sent it forth to accomplish. Resting faith. Resting faith. So God was angry with the children of Israel because they did not believe God. And the Bible says something. It says that them believing God and going to the promised land, obeying God's voice, that when they got there, that was a place of rest. It was a place of rest. It was a place of rest. So believing God's word is a place of rest. Refusing to be moved from what God has said is a place of rest. Is it going to be tough? Is it going to be hard? Is it going to be giants? Or are people going to tell you you're crazy? Yeah, they are. Is the enemy going to try to stop you? Yes, he will. Will problems come? Yes, they will. Just like this morning with the equipment and stuff. But me and Donnie have resting faith. We are resting in the promises of God. And that resting faith says, okay, there might be a bump in the road, but let's jump over that bump. It might be something trying to stop us, but let's keep on going. Because we have a word from the Lord. We have a word from the Lord. Rest in faith keeps that word before them. Keeps that word before them. And the Bible said the children of Israel had an evil heart. And they could not enter into God's rest because they had an evil heart. And why did God say they had an evil heart? Because they had a heart of unbelief. Think about the children of Israel. God did all kinds of miracles. He parted the Red Sea. They walked through the, I mean, that ain't counting all them plagues and stuff God did and kept them safe. He did a whole bunch of stuff they could see and learn that God keep his word. They weren't born again, but you ought to learn something sometimes. If Moses could learn it, if Caleb and Joshua could learn it, then they could learn that God keeps his word. If I die believing his word is kept, then that's okay. Resting faith. So the word of God said they could not enter into God's rest because what? They had an evil heart of unbelief. They did not mix the word of God with faith. They had the word. They had just as much word as Caleb and Joshua. They had just as much word as Moses, because Moses would go to the mountain and talk to God and come back and tell them what God said. Matter of fact, that's not how God wanted it in the first place. God wanted to talk to everybody. But the children of Israel said, no, Moses, we don't want to talk to God. You talk to God. And then bring us back the word. Isn't that just like some of us today? We want to say, okay, pastor, you talk to God. Okay, prophet, you talk to God. Okay, God, send me a word, but don't take time to talk to God ourselves. We just waiting for God to talk to somebody else and then God, them to come and tell us what God said. But God wants to talk with every one of us. He wants to communicate with every one of us. Resting faith is hearing God, trusting what you hear him say, trusting his word. And then that comes this part. Hebrews 4:7 says this. Again, he designated a certain day, saying in David, today, after such a long time as has been said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. How do we harden our heart? By not believing the word of God. But not believing what God has spoken to us and not believing what God's word says to us. Don't harden your heart. Resting faith does not harden his heart. Hebrews says that God instituted the Sabbath day because he wanted us to know that there would come a time and a place of rest. And it also says that rest means I've ceased from my own labors. I'm not working to get it myself. I'm not trying to get God to move. I'm not trying to get God to heal me. I'm not trying to get God to bless me. I'm not, if somebody's not saved, you're not trying to get God to save you. Why? Because God's already done it. He's already provided salvation. He's already provided healing. He's already provided deliverance. He's already provided prosperity. He's already provided everything we need. And resting faith says this, because I know I already got it, I don't have to worry about it. I just have to trust that God got this, that he's working it out. He's doing what needs to be done. So all I have to do is just believe God. Trust him. That's resting faith. Resting faith. So we have a choice. We can harden our hearts or not harden our hearts. We can believe or not believe. We can mix our faith with the word of God or be like the children of Israel and go in unbelief. But resting faith believes God. Resting faith trusts God. You know, when we begin to walk in a place of resting faith in every area of our lives, and we can't be walking in resting faith in one area and not walking in resting faith in another area. Some areas in my life, I'm walking in resting faith because I don't even worry about stuff. I don't worry about how my bills going to get paid. I don't worry. I mean, there's things that God just showed himself strong, and I believe the word of God, so I don't think about it. I don't want to say assumed. I don't assume. I just walk in a place of trusting that, okay, this is okay. This is okay. Because I know who has everything in his hands. So it's okay. Now, there might be some other places, you know, that comes and I say, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Oh, that was a pain. And then it takes me a while to get myself with the Holy Spirit helping me, okay? By his stripes, I'm healed. Resting faith does not look at the circumstance. Resting faith does not look at how you feel. Resting faith does not look at your body to see whether or not you're healed. Because resting faith has the word of God. And resting faith trusts the word of God. And when we walk in resting faith, you know, eventually, whatever it is that's attacking us or attacking our body, it has to come in alignment with the word of God. It has to line up with God's word. It might take a little while, but it might be instant. But it has to line up with the word of God. It has to. It has to. These little interruptions here at church, do you not know that every little interruption we have has to come in alignment to the word of God? It has to obey God. It has to come into where God wants it to be. Resting faith is that we stay in a place where we trust God and believe God. We trust him and we believe him. We trust him. And we believe him. So we, as a people of God, have been given a rest by God. And we can enter into that rest by faith. Unbelief keeps us out of the rest of God. But faith takes us into his rest. And I call it resting faith. A faith where I rest. And the first place of resting faith is you have to know you're born again. You have to rest in the fact that I am a child of God. No matter how I feel, no matter what mistakes I make, no matter what I do, no matter whether I'm weak or strong, you know, whether or not I sinned one time or didn't. You have to rest in the fact that you know that you're born again, that you're a child of God. And I talked about this last week. You got to rest in the fact that you're righteous. You got to rest in the fact that you're righteous, not because of you and your works, but you're righteous because of Christ and what he did. You got to rest in that. You got to rest in that. And you got to rest in the fact that I have faith. I'm not trying to get faith. I have faith. I have faith. In my born-again spirit, your born-again spirit, you have faith. The Bible says faith come by hearing the word of God. Where does it come from? Come from the word and from your born-again spirit. It still has to come because this up here needs to know faith. Our hearts need to know faith. And you got to rest in the fact that you do have faith. If you're born again, it took faith to get born again. You do have faith. And I'm not going to say all the things we need to rest in, but these are some important things. You need to rest in the fact that you have a Heavenly Father that loves you. You got to rest in the fact that you have a Heavenly Father that loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And the Bible said God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Who were the ungodly? We were. Everybody was. Everybody sinned and come short of the glory of God. Everybody needs salvation. You got to rest in the fact that you have a loving Father that cares about you, that loves you. Matter of fact, you got to rest in the fact that he that spared not his own son, the Bible says, but gave him up for you and me. How shall he not freely with him give us all things? You got to rest in the fact that God is not holding out on you. If something's not coming and manifesting as like you think it or want it to be, if things are not changing as quick as you want them to be, know that God still is not holding out on you. Rest in the fact that God wants the very best for you. He wants healing for you. He wants prosperity for you. He wants your bills to be paid. He wants us to reign in life. He wants that. He wants all you to marry. God wants you to have a good marriage. That's the will of God. That's the will of God. He wants you to love your wife. He wants you to love your husband. That's the will of God. So rest in the true nature of God. Rest in the fact that when you hear somebody say God is doing this bad and God is doing that bad, rest in the fact, oh, no, that's not my God. That's not the God I know. Resting faith. There's some things as the body of Christ we ought to be resting in. There are things we ought to never compromise on. Never give up on, no matter what the opposition says. But rest in knowing that we know our God. We know our God. Huh? We know our God. Hallelujah. We know our God. We know his ways. We know his love for us. We know he loved the lost. And we know it's not his will that any perish. But all would come to the knowledge of the truth. And we need to rest in the fact it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. If a whole lot of bad things are happening to another person, to somebody we know, that is not God. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came we might have life and have it more abundantly. Resting faith. In order to fight the good fight of faith, We must have resting faith. You can't walk by faith and not by sight unless you have resting faith. We can't be victorious unless we have resting faith. We got to start walking in that faith that we have, resting in who we are in Christ. Resting there, and not allowing anything to pull us away from that place. Because the enemy is going to do all kinds of things to pull us away from there. But we got to stay in that place of rest in him, where I'm no longer trying and working, but I'm resting and believing and obeying the word of God. Resting faith. Let's stand. Father God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for those that are here to hear the word of God this morning. We thank you for those on Zoom that are here to hear the word of God. And God, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we magnify your name. And God, we say thank you, Jesus. You're such a good and awesome God, and we just say thank you. And we come, Father God, this morning, and we say, God, keep us, Holy Spirit, keep us in a place of rest. Keep us in a place of rest. Keep us in a place of rest. A place where we don't worry and get anxious. But by prayer and supplication, we bring everything to you. We cast all our cares upon you, Jesus, because you care for us. We want to just rest in you. Things are going to happen. Sufferings are going to come. Attacks are going to come against our body and against whatever else the enemy can try to attack. But the thing is, we already have the victory. The enemy has already been defeated. You've already provided for our bodies. You've already provided for our minds. You've given us the word, and we just have to renew our minds. We have to believe and receive our healing. So, God, we want to rest in what you've already done. We want to rest in the fact that we already got it. You've already given it to us. We just have to believe it and not harden our hearts. But mix your word with faith. Mix your word with faith and rest in what you've done for us. Thank you for this resting place of faith. Thank you for this resting place of faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We speak peace. We speak peace to those that are restless and can't sleep at night. We speak peace and we say, peace, be still. Body, mind, be still. Rest come. Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord, for that resting faith that sleeps. Resting faith sleeps. Resting faith sleeps. So we thank you for resting faith that sleeps. We thank you for resting faith that's not anxious, because resting faith is not anxious. So God, we thank you for that resting faith in us that it causes us not to be anxious. Resting faith is full of peace. So we thank you for peace. We thank you for peace. We thank you for peace. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the praise. And we magnify your name. And we thank you. You've given us rest. Oh, God. You've given us rest. You've given us rest. And you want us so to enter into that rest in every area of our life. So help us, Holy Spirit, to enter into that rest in every area of our life. You've given us rest. Hallelujah. You've given us rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that place of rest. Thank you for that place of rest. Thank you for that place of rest. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ha ha. Thank you, Chike Kobora Santa Labosi. Ida la labo sondo labo sete, la labo cunyane labo si. Ida la labo sondo labo sete, la labo sondo labo si. Ina ni andala labo sete, la labo soto labo si. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for peace. That peace that surpasses all understanding, that peace that guards our hearts and minds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Thank you, Lord. How great is our God? 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 Thank you, Jesus. Are there any prayer requests? Any prayer requests? I want you to, all of you, to pray that the outreach ministering to the kids go well this afternoon at 3. Yeah. And we're gonna give away food. We're gonna give away school supplies and minister to the kids. Pray for some people that they need prayer. And just be a blessing. Just be a blessing. Just be a blessing. Amen. Well, be dismissed by the grace of God.